I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot to get to this Friday, but we're going to start really close to home, like right here in our newsroom. We've got a lot of empty desks today. It is school vacation week here in Boston, but the flu has also taken its toll. We are still right in the thick of this nasty flu season across the country. But believe it or not, public health officials from around the world are already looking ahead to the next flu season. This week they met in Switzerland to decide which flu strain should be targeted with next year's vaccine. The World's Carolyn Beeler has been looking into the global network that helps make these decisions. First, though, Carolyn, I have to say, this year's vaccine, not doing such a great job.
It's not, Marco. It's only about 25% effective for the most common type of flu strain that's circulating this year. Now, public health officials still do stress that you should get the vaccine if you haven't yet. It can help prevent infection and cuts risk of transmission to others. But I think if you know a little bit more about what goes into creating these vaccines each year, you might have more sympathy for these public health officials.
Right. So fill us in, because it's actually pretty fascinating. Each year's vaccine, I know, is based on what's circulating among us humans several months before the vaccine is created. But how do doctors know that?
So it starts with a sick patient. If you are sick, you might have the flu, you go to the doctor, you might get a cheek swab for testing. That swab might make its way up to the national lab in whatever country you live in where it'll be tested for the flu. If it shows up positive, it might make its way to one of six World Health Organization collaborating centers where it will be studied even further to figure out exactly which subtype of flu it is. That'll be noted down in a folder that will then make its way to the biannual WHO meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, the one that just happened this week, where all these officials will compare notes and figure out which four types of the flu to put into the single influenza vaccine for the following year. Now, this year, there were 3.5 million specimens tested that went into that determination.
Wow. So a lot of kind of sifting through 3.5 million specimens, lots of viruses, and they come up with four into a single vaccine. So once these subtypes are selected, drug makers can start producing next year's vaccines?
Agencies like the FDA here in the U.S. also get involved. But yeah, drug manufacturers have to start right now, basically, to manufacture vaccines for next flu season.
Now, I gather that these meetings are also part of the WHO's efforts to prevent global pandemic. That seems a lot more sensational than coming up with the seasonal flu vaccine. What is that process like?
So this, to me, is where the WHO's work gets really fascinating. So when everyone pulls out their folders of which types of flu have been circulating around the world, some of those are subtypes that have crossed over from animals, mostly birds, say a chicken in Vietnam or a duck in Bangladesh. The WHO has identified dozens of small subtypes of crossover viruses, and labs like the CDC have created stockpiles of those viruses. They're called candidate vaccine viruses. And they're ready to go in case this virus starts skyrocketing in human populations so that drug makers might be ready to make vaccines to stave off a potential pandemic.
Right. So they've got the stockpile. But what happens if these public health officials suddenly identify a new type of virus that has crossed over from birds to humans?
The World Health Organization will recommend that that type of virus be cultured in labs and stockpiled to lay in wait. So this week, they recommended just that. They found one case of H5N6 flu in China that looked different enough from existing stockpiled viruses that they recommended a new one be cultured.
So they always have to kind of be prepared. Are these public health officials also looking at the viruses circulating in birds to see if they might cross soon over into humans?
They are. So just as doctors are looking at which types of flu are circulating in humans, veterinarians are looking at which types of flu are circulating in birds. Because these viruses morph and change so quickly in their reservoir species, the WHO and other public health officials want to make sure they keep tabs on all the different types that are evolving so that they can be prepared to potentially make a vaccine should that be necessary.
Well, we're not sure whether we're going to face a pandemic, any kind of bird flu next year, but we can count on another crud-like plain old flu. And here's hoping next year's vaccine is more effective than this year's. The World's Carolyn Beeler, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.